Blog Talk Radio.
You came.
The joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. It is your strength. And help me sing it.
The joy of the Lord is your strength.
The joy.
Yeah.
that our worship ride tonight, God. We'll pour our love on you. Break open our box. Give you everything.
From here to there, worship is filling the atmosphere, both now and then. Songs of your love will never end. All day and night, as we bow down, our praise will rise inside and down. All that I am will shout, and my worship rise like a sweet perfume. I'll pour my love, my love, all over.
From here to there,
worshiping,
worship is filling the air,
both now and then.
Oh,
like a sweet perfume.
I'll pour my love all over you. Let my worship rise like a sweet perfume.
Over us tonight, and he said that I'll pour my love. May you feel alone, but watch me, watch me, watch me pour my love. Oh, Lord. Open up and let me in now, pour my love. Now pour my love like a river. The well that never runs dry. Now pour my
your name. Glory to your name.
When you rain,
when you rain,
come through.
hands together in here tonight if you want to.
When you praise, yes, 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 hallelujah. Welcome, everybody, to the Inspiration Factory. You have your humble host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and my brother, none other than Mr. Alonzo, joining us from the great state of Cali. What's going on, Alonzo? Are you muted? Hello.
Hear me.
There you go. What's going on? Yeah, here.
Mic check. Oh, I'm good. How you doing? I apologize for that again.
That's all right. Hey, it happened. It's all part of the process.
it's a habit of mine, though. We got to fix this habit.
Mm-hmm. In time. Just don't get upset with me if I slip up every now and then and call you Gina Storm, because that was her thing. She would be talking.
If you slip up and call me Mrs. Storm, I don't know. You said it's intentional. It sounds kind of intentional because you said you were going. Nah, but.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, you know I'm thinking.
Mm-mm-mm. But, oh, I forgot something. Oh, this is, like I said, the Inspiration Factory. It's an offering of Epiphany, the Real Entertainment Network. If you're listening online, 319-527-6300 is the number to dial. And you got to do so before 11 o'clock or you won't be able to continue on with us if we go into overtime. And now, we are also sponsored by, you know who we're sponsored by? Did you get yours yet? I'm just curious, Alonzo. I got mine.
Raw Links? Oh, yeah.
It's this thing called Raw Links. It's jewelry. Also, the brain tile up off of Larry D. Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet. Y'all need to check them out.
Sir,
I got
yes,
mine.
Sir. I got mine. You better get yours.
Okay. That's right. Matter of fact, like, I got several of mine, so I might have yours too. So you better get busy if I get them all.
Well, mine's looking real necklacey. I got some 8 pieces. I didn't put them all together.
Mm-mm-mm. If I put them all together, I'd have to get somebody to help me get up. I'm filing him on my taxes this year as a dependent.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if I'm gonna get it. Oh yeah. Every time he pop up with something different, oh, I need that. I'm tired of this. I gotta get some get back. So I'm gonna file him as a dependent. Yes, sir, buddy. But anywho, theme or the thought process that I had tonight, and I'm gonna keep it 100. Popped into my head about 4 hours ago when I was at work, and I was playing up. I cook in a bar, and I started playing gospel, and Yolanda Adams came on with, "I'm ready, I'm going to be ready," and I said, wow. You know, the last couple of weeks, we were spitting pieces and discussing what it is that you wanted to tell your storms. Another platform was why we praise God. And we're talking about all these things, but it's time to put it in action. You know, just get ready. Get ready.
Amen,
amen. You know, we got to claim that victory. You know, and that song just really hit me. I'm going to be ready. So that's what popped into my head and became the theme for tonight. I'm going to be ready. Remember the story of the 10 virgins? Some were ready, some weren't ready for the master when he came. they weren't frugal with their oil. But I'm going to be ready. I got some work to do, but I'm going to be ready. And that's what tonight is about. But before we really get started, my brother, would you consider being so kind as to get us started on the right foot? I'm praying with him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. If we may bow our heads and draw our minds in. Heavenly Father, thank you for another blessed day and another blessed night. Thank you for another opportunity with the show. Thank you for the love we have with one another. And tonight, may those that call in, those that are listening, those that are speaking, may we all have something to bring to the table that edifies your name, you are to us, and for us. And I just can't help but say, I know this is a prayer, but in your name, I want us to grow stronger. In your name, I want things to be better, brighter. I just get so excited just thinking about the goodness of your love. And I just want everybody out there to know that he loves you too. In your name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, God, brother. Ooh. Yes. Thank you. Yeah. And that mama taking it personal either.
Wow.
Yeah. I got another thing. Mm-hmm. Right. Sometimes we got to get selfish with this thing. And there's time that we need to share it. And then sometimes when we just got to, I'm sorry, it's about me. You got to be selfish. Now, sometimes I'm selfish. That's my daddy. This is other time, yes, our father. But this time when I'm sorry, that's my daddy. You know, because of what he does for me. But, you know what? I'm curious to see who's on the mic. So I'm going to start things off. I'm going to do my piece.
Excellent. I didn't have to throw you up under the bus. So,
I had to yell at my dog. I don't want y'all to hear me. I'm going to do my piece, and then we're going to open the mics. How does that sound to you?
Sounds excellent. Sounds like a grand plan. That being said, the mic, it's definitely yours. So.
Well, thank you, King. Now, let me find it. I just really finished this just a little bit ago. Work hours has prevented me from doing a lot of what I wanted to do, but I think it's going to be all right. And, of course, it's called I'm Going to Be Ready. Oh, excuse me, wait a minute. Let me see. I'm ready. It's called I'm Ready. How many times in your life have you uttered this disclaimer? I'm ready to pass this test. I'm ready for this relationship. I'm tired of all this chaos in my life, and I'm ready to die. God willing, that is naught but another of the enemy's lies. I've been in the mindset of a battle that came close to taking me under until I heard the rumble of a thunder, a rumble that reminded me that I can conquer all by the God in me. I'm ready to actually tap into the power that I can wield. I'm ready to dismiss and diminish that you may increase, Lord. I'm ready to allow you to lead myself. May chaos may cease. I'm ready, Lord. I'm ready to receive your incomprehensible peace. I'm ready to mature past lip service and put into practice my faith. I'm ready to allow your power to overthrow my failings and by your forgiveness and grace, loving kindness, those things be forgotten and forever erased. I invite you, Lord, and I pray in the name of Jesus that this declaration that I'm ready to be true and that I'm ready to fully relinquish and prove that I am ready to allow you to do what you do. Yeah, Lord. I'm ready.
Thank you. Sounds like you're ready to you're ready for the fight. Sounds like the units of life, you're ready to take on one step at a time. Actually, earlier this week, I had a thought to myself along the lines of your piece right here, and I was tempted to go through like all of my social platforms and just erase everything and just, you know, start all over again, piece right here, because there's something in you that's like, he said, there's a part that said, I'm ready, I'm tired of the lip service, I'm ready to put it into play. And that's the gumption that I have, or that I, you know what I mean, that I've come across lately. Like, I'm tired of this painted stuff, this fake picture, and I'm ready for some things to make a change. But in order for the things to make a change, I know I got to start from within. So that's what I got out of this piece, man.
To your question, before you ask it, I was talking to myself and the God when I wrote that piece. I don't know, it's just been so much going on in my life, you know, and like I was saying, we had a program where we talked through those storms in our lives. Well, I talked to the storms. I'm going to keep it on myself. I talked to the storms in my lives, you know. And I tell them, y'all can't best me because of whose I am. And another show where we talk about why I praise God. And I praise him because at times like this, when I'm up to my neck in mess, I praise him because that's my way out. That's my salvation. It's easy to praise him and trust him and have faith in him when everything is fine and going well. But when the chaos hits, when life hits, when the enemy attacks, where you fail and things, stuff hits the fan, those are the times we have to praise him as well. Those are the times that we test our faith. And that's the crossroad that I'm at right now. That was very personal for me and to me and me to God. I'm going to be ready. It's time to get past.
I appreciate that.
Past the lip
service. Again, like, if you don't know your relationship with God, when it comes to those situations in life where you are up to your neck, you don't have a sturdy foot, or, you know, as you said, the reason why you praise him, you don't have that relationship or somebody to relieve that stress on, you end up tumbling. You end up, you know what I mean, burning yourself. You end up going through some things, and you take other people down with you. You're not even knowing it, you know what I mean? Low key, it's like misery loves company. So it's kind of like you have to have that personal relationship. You have to know where to put your faith in it.
Come on. You definitely know who you have to put your faith in. And that has to be taken past lip service. Because a whole lot of times, I got faith. God's going to see me through this. He's going to, and I'm still cutting up action as if I can't do it. how I can't straddle the fence. He don't want that lukewarm praise. You know that we know that we know, and act accordingly.
Yeah.
Lip service can paint a real pretty picture, and smell just like a sewer.
Okay. And also too, the ones that do most of that lip service and really ain't got a true relationship or a true understanding. It's a whole lot of, or the words say self-righteousness. I call it like a guru, but you know, the people, the self-guru, the people that talk so much but don't have no kind of backing with it. You know, got answers to everything but how to get themselves out of the trouble.
Mm-hmm. All right. And you know how to get out of it. Lay it at the throne and leave it there.
Okay. That part. Yeah. I appreciate that piece, man. That was a good piece. That was a very, very good piece.
Sorry about that. Yeah. I'm running out the house. Y'all have to really forgive me. I got a pork loin on the grill. Try to run out the house to come get it. And in doing so, the dog decided he wanted to run out to the neighbor. Not viciously, but scared the daylights out of him. I'm sorry. And such is my life. Never a dull moment. But anywho.
Bringing those in on that personal life.
Man, we just took it inside because it's starting to get a little chilly because I was going to sit out in the backyard and do it. I'm over a friend's house. I wasn't there. I really thought about making you jealous and do the show from the jacuzzi, but I decided not to. But that might soon come with this weather getting the way it is already. Can you believe we have an 80-degree weather already?
You know we go through it. We cooking over here.
Mm-mm-mm. We got y'all weather and y'all got ours.
Okay. I'm talking about, I thought today was going to be some type of, you know, Springfield breeze in the air. Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
It reminded me how quick California is a desert.
And he did tell us there will be a time when we won't know one season from another.
Wait, because literally it, like 3 weeks ago, we had a snowstorm. We had a blizzard type situation.
This ain't it.
Three
we're
weeks
really
later,
close.
It's cooking.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to, let me see, area code 904. I'm going to open your mic in 1 second. But in all transparency, I'm going to play a real, real short piece so I can take this food off the grill, and then I'll be coming right back to you. So we're going to listen to a little bit of Ty Tribbett. Work it out.
Work it. Come on. Work it. Work it. Work it. Work it. Work it. Now, from the Gabby everybody else doing so much better than you. They got it all together, and you just trying to get through. You don't say no, but don't. Not laughing, this is not a joke. 'Cause I'm telling you, God, don't come through. Some soon it might just come up. The enemy trying to make it surrender to me. Yeah. But you know deep down that you gotta come out of this. Yeah. So hold your head up high. And he cares, he's so faithful. Yes, man. What's the problem? Love. Work it. Now, anytime. Situation, peace. Work it. Nothing too hard for God. Work it. Work it. Work it. Work it. Work it. Work it. Woo. Work it. Work it. Work it. Work it. Work it. Yeah.
Everybody to the Inspiration Factory, an offering of Epiphany, the Freel Entertainment Network. 319-527-6300 is the number to dial in. Be sure to press 1 to join in the conversation and pitch your piece. Alonzo, say you. Let me open the first mic.
I'm down. I'm definitely in. I want to see what the world's got to say for today. Let me take that back because I know our people is not of the world. Let me take that back because our people is definitely not of the world. Let's see what the family got to say.
I know that's right. Area code 904. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. Who do we have on the mic?
Well, hello, Lonzo and Paul. This is Adrian. How are you tonight?
Hello, hello.
Excellent.
Hello, Miss Diaki.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm still looking for the 267 number.
I know. I had to get rid of that number.
Yeah, yep. I know.
I had to get rid of that.
Anyway, we love you anyway. How's
Thank you very much. Hey, it's going. Exactly.
Is everything still bubbly in the newlywed stage?
Oh, the newlywed phase is great. So I'm good with that.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
It's okay.
Yes. How long is it now that you've been joyfully married?
3 months. 3 months. Yeah, we have a long road to hoe, but that's all right.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. She got the plan already. That's what I like to hear, though. She said it's okay.
Okay.
As long as God is number one, ain't nothing to worry about, right? Worry is the sin.
That's exactly right. And we keep him right in the midst, so it's no problem.
Hello.
Okay.
Look at Paul, people ain't of the world. We know what time it is.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
He's always been the same place he's always been. We drift away from him. He ain't going nowhere. What's the weather like down there in Florida, Adrian?
Hot. 89 degrees, 90 degrees hot. Hot.
Oh.
I can't stand it either.
Yeah, it's the Cali weather.
Y'all got that,
you know,
humid
what?
Heat too, don't you?
It just get humid today, just hot. But, you know, down here, when it gets that way, like humid and hot, what I normally do, and so do my parents, we come out before the sun comes up, and then after the sun goes down. So
okay.
Anything other than that, we're in the house. It'll get you.
It will get you. Eliminate some water.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
That was the rated PG version.
Pretty smart. That almost sounds like vampire. You can't come out when the sun come out.
I can.
So you just choose not to if you get heavy.
Exactly. And so, like, I went out today and had to. But if I didn't have to, I'd stay home. At least until the sun went down.
I wish I had them luxuries. I gotta go take my butt into the daggone kitchen.
Okay.
And then it'll be hot as shit.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what you bring for us tonight, Adrian?
I have a little something. I just finished it about a half an hour ago.
Okay. So I ain't the only one.
My title. I think I'm back to being untitled again, for temporarily.
And this is National Poetry Month. I feel so bad.
It is.
I know I'm nowhere near my 30 and 30.
No. Not at all. I understand.
Anyway, I'm going to close my mouth and turn the mic over to you. That sounds like a good idea, don't it? Don't Alonzo. And let's hear what the young lady, the one half of troublesome twosome.
Miss Adrian, definitely the mic is definitely yours.
Well, thank you.
All right, Queen.
Okay. Sometimes in life, your loved ones will disappoint you, hurt you, whether intentional or not, and you find yourself hurting to the core, wondering if you should say something, anything to ease the pain. You may feel yourself beginning to cry because no one should feel this kind of pain. So acknowledge your feelings and call on God. His arms are never too short to save you, nor his ear heavy that he can't hear you. Remember, he's close to the brokenhearted and will save the crushed in spirit. No matter what was done to you, no matter what you did, God will forgive. But do you forgive yourself? Look back on all the times the Lord saved you, kept that hedge of protection around you, and how he forgave you. Who are you not to forgive? No one is perfect. But when you come to Jesus, come correct. Be humble yet bold. Maybe you'll cry, but it'll be okay. And I know that's easier to hear than to believe. Just come to him, and he won't leave you or forsake you, and he'll never bring you to something he won't equip you to handle. Even though it seems it doesn't feel true, try not to worry. God will take care of you. And that's that piece.
Go on, preach, girl. Yeah, I needed to hear that. Yeah, you know, because that's one of those pieces that you know all of that. But I don't know. It's like you put it in the back burner or something like that. You just need the little wake up call. I love that piece.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you. what were you saying?
Yes, Miss Adrian. Thank you. Thank you. I felt like that you was kind of talking to me for a second. I don't know if I was in my zone or whatnot, but I felt like
I was talking to the choir. You know I was.
yeah. The general public. So I was like, you know, the part that got me is when somebody hurts you so bad. You know, you had mentioned, like, do you talk to them or? And recently that just happened. Like I said, this whole week I've been contemplating, like, just jumping off the internet and starting all over again because I just, like most of us, have been going through some things. And I just felt like if I just start all over and make the headache a little bit better. So the pain that hurts, like, how do you, I mean, and thank God there's Jesus because. But how do you humble yourself?
Yeah.
To, you know what I mean? Like not, because, you know, the people that hurt you, 9 times out of 10, you want to hurt people like to hurt people. So as much as you want to say something correct to correct them, you usually say something that you're lashing out. You know what I mean? Even you're trying to be humble, but you're still lashing out. How do you, when somebody hurts you that bad? How do you humble yourself, I guess, is the question for me.
Well, you know what, honestly, when it happened to me, what I did, I let my spouse know that I was hurting, and he knew I was. And then I actually just said, God, you got this because it's bigger than me, and I'm not going to lower myself to them. You understand? You can't lower yourself to people's levels. They have to ascend to you, you know? So, so I just prayed on, I had to lay down, you know what I'm saying? but you know, I felt better this morning and I'm glad I just did not lash out. It wouldn't have done any good because you can't change the past, but you know, I took the high road, determined to keep staying on the high road.
Correct.
Yes.
So that's all.
I mean, I don't only know that because you know, the person that hurts you so bad is usually somebody that you allowed to get. You know what I mean? Like for instance, my situation is family. Outside of that, it's usually somebody that you really love or got an addiction of love to that you let get close enough to hurt you that bad for you to have a a traumatic change, in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the reason why I was asking you, how do you humble yourself? Because pain is pain. And I guess it just depends on who it comes from. You know what I mean? Like, you're depending on your outcome or your answer.
Well, the thing is that if you really feel you need to say something, then do so. Just call them, listen, this is how I feel, and I need to say my piece. And then once you say your piece, you know, I always try to say things in the spirit of love. And I tell everybody, even my husband knows, if I have to raise my voice, someone's in trouble.
Yeah.
So I try not to raise my voice. Man, you know, I keep it moving. I just let God handle it, and that's what I do all the time.
Okay.
The biggest lesson is getting out of your own way. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's all good.
You hit it right on the nail. Really, as soon as you said that, it just released a lot of weight off of me. Because it is a lot of me in my head.
Yep.
But you also got it. And you also have to listen to what you said about forgiving yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's something that I've encountered myself frequently. And I in conversations with others find it. I'm not the only one in that. We have to learn this. If God himself can forgive us, how dare we hold on to something and keep castigating ourselves?
Mm-hmm.
Getting in our own way.
It's a hard thing to do because you may have
played a part.
You see what I'm saying? So if you played that, like, it just can't come from one. Maybe it has to come from two. But,
right.
You know, once you put your part in it and just, you know, like, Lord, I did it. And, you know, just ask for forgiveness. And then forgive yourself because you can't change the past, you know. You just can't change it.
Right.
You just make today, you know, and try to make tomorrow. Mm-hmm. That's all.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You got a point. You got a great point, Ben. I thank you again. I appreciate you for calling in and dropping us that nugget, that line, that piece, and some nuggets.
All right. My pleasure.
Definitely. Well, before you go anywhere, though, you have to let us know what you're not going to let us know about what you've got going on with the Tiffany.
Every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. That's Eastern Standard Time, y'all. My diva, LaPrella Negra, and I are in the erotic love zone. And, of course, we have topics that are not suitable for work or anything else. Right? But we have fun. It's great poetry. So y'all need to come on in. Come through with some good poetry and hang out with us. It's all good.
You won't regret it. You will not regret it.
Right.
Adrian, thank you so much. Yeah. And, I still feel your joy in your current nuptials. I can feel the happiness and joy in your voice. So that gives me cause to rejoice as well. So continue blessings with your marriage and your pen.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And that Florida life. You got to love the Florida life.
Yes, he's a Floridian now. He got the number.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a visit out there.
All right, gentlemen. Well, God bless you both. And one mic.
One love, one mic. Thank you, Ms. Adrian, for coming up with me.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Florida in the house.
Florida in the house. From the east to the west coast.
Oh, I just found something. I've been playing around the studio. I just found something. I want y'all to hear.
Is that what you're doing? I thought you were taking the pig off the grill.
Huh?
I said, is that what you're doing? I thought you was taking the pig off the grill.
Oh, no, I got it off the grill. I'm getting ready to play something I just found in the studio. Hold on. Listen to this. I'm not quite sure what it is either.
Oh, this is Paulie. Let the church say amen. La da dee la la la. La da la la la. La la la.
You're listening to Epiphany Radio.
Oh, well, excuse me.
On the For Real Entertainment Network.
Oh, well, he sound like he come from England or something. I don't know.
La 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 la, la da dee da da, la la da 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 dee da da, la 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 la.
Epiphany Radio.
Shadow, a cloud, or a line in the sky. Am I catching your phone?
Okay, we're back. Tonight we're talking about being ready. Like I said earlier, previously we had claimed some victory over storms. We discussed why we praise God, and tonight we're trying to get past lip service and show that we trust God, we praise Him. There's no point in saying we praise Him if we don't trust Him and get ready to be blessed by Him. You know, there's some things that we all need to do to be ready for that. It's all part of the walk. Well, at least I know I do. I ain't met nobody else yet that ain't had a thing or two that they might want to concentrate on or give up to the Lord. That's the hard part. What do you think, Alonzo? That's the hard part. Just giving up your control over everything.
Yes, it is. That is the hard part. So with that being said, because there is not one thing. It's like everything.
Yeah, right.
Especially when you're talking about getting... Yeah. When you're talking about giving it up to God, too, it's like, you know what I mean? God ain't something to play with. Like, even just really sitting there thinking about it, just saying that sentence, give up, just to give up something. You know, most of us love or are in love with something. So just for us to give up one of those two things, it's just, you know, it's very difficult. Like I said in the last show, my problem is I put down at God's feet, and right before He said, I got it, I done snatched it back up and was like, look, I got it for you.
Okay. Like He need our help.
Yeah. Like, oh, you showed me an answer? Got it. I'm finna outrun you. Like, He can't outrun me or something. Like, He ain't already. Yeah. Okay. Like, I'm trying to get to the finish line before Him. Like, you gave me the answer, and I'm still trying to get to the finish line before you. That's my problem.
You know, that is just, I don't know. It's just so hard to just, I'm going to let go. Let go and let God. It's a catchphrase everybody uses, but to actually put it into practice, it's something entirely different. Entirely different. That's something we all need to think about.
Yes, sir.
I know. I do. Alonzo, I want to play some music tonight. But before we do that, I would love it if you would let everybody know what the Epiphany Rundown is for the week. Because y'all, let me tell you, Epiphany got something for you every night of the week. Every night. You don't believe me? Listen, Alonzo.
Yes, sir. So, to handle the situation, let you guys know what's going on every day of the week. I learned my lesson last week. Brother Paul, forgive me. But Sunday starts the week off. So, with that being said, today is your very first show of the week. Right here, we call this the Epiphany Radio. This right here is the Inspirational Factory with your host, Brother Paul Sampson, and I. And from 6 to 9, don't tune out. Definitely tune in. If you got any pieces that you want to put down, you just give us a call, and don't forget to push the 1. Tomorrow, we have the Kings and Queens Quarters. On Tuesday, we got the War Council. Forgive me, I'm a little excited. I'm running in circles right now trying to figure out how to get it together.com. All right. Wednesday, we have the Erotic Love Zone. Thursday, we have the Get Down. Friday is the Renaissance Poetry. Saturday, Just Jay and Gina Storm Show, which I appreciate, brother. You ain't called me no Miss Storm. And then Sunday again is back to our show.
I'm trying to be good. I'm trying to be good. I can do it.
I can do it.
But you know, since we give a public service announcement at the moment, because you know I'm getting ready to play. Wow, I'm gonna play some music. But just in case you're listening and you're curious about this Jesus that we're talking about, feel free to look me up on Facebook, Paul Sampson, and then underneath it is parentheses Divine Inspiration. Van Meadows, you can look up. Alonzo, you can get in touch with. And if we don't know it, we'll research with you in the Bible to find it, because if it ain't in the Word of God, don't believe it. If it can't be proven. But anyway, we'd be more than happy to just, you know, share our knowledge with you.
Amen, amen. And learn together. Grow together and learn together.
Okay.
I am not no guru. Let me just tell you that off the jump.
Absolutely. I'm sitting here looking. Now, if you're out there and you feel like you want to do a piece of something, feel free to raise your hand. I got you. Bring it right on in, because I ain't going nowhere. I just feel like, yeah, some music. I don't know. I'm
okay.
So
don't forget the number. Man.
Yeah. What number? 319-527-6300. And then that
yes,
one
sir.
Button.
Don't forget to push that button. Hello.
That's right. Okay. I didn't forget, see? I'm doing good.
I found you. I see you on the boulevard. I see you.
But you know, we were just talking about really letting go.
Yeah, and being ready.
To be ready. And this next song, I think, kind of speaks just to that. William McDowell, Withholding Nothing.
Let's go.
Everything I did. climbed up to the highest mountain. Looked all around, couldn't find nobody. Went down into the deepest valley. Looked all around down there, couldn't find nobody. I went across the deep blue sea. Couldn't find one to compare to your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, no. Nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. You are he who carried out. Nobody greater, body greater, Jesus. Nobody greater than you. Searched all over.
Searched all over.
Couldn't find no.
Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low. Still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Come on, lift those hands for real in here. Come on. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Lift those hands, singers, and let's just give him the glory. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
I dare you lift your hand and say that with us tonight. Come on. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Body greater.
Nobody greater.
Body greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody like you, Jesus.
Nobody greater.
No matter where you look away.
question of your greatness, nor searching of your power. Oh, the wonder of your glory, to you 40 years is but 1 hour. Your knowledge is all encompassing, to your wisdom there is no end. Oh, for you alone are God. You are God alone. Your mercy is everlasting. Your truth is here always. You are He who was and is to come. Who is He that can number your days? You flung the sun to burn in space, and the night moon found light from day. Oh, you alone. Your God, Elohim, you're everything I need. You are God alone. Now unto the King, eternal.
blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Inherit the earth.
Not an hour, another day, but at this moment with my arms outstretched, I need you to make a way, as you have done so many times before. Through a window or an open door, I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you. I need you now. I need you now. I need you now. never needed you before to show up and restore all of the faith that I left while I was yet searching the world for more. The truest friend I have indeed, you're my best friend I know. Not another minute.